Russia faces a potential complete Olympic ban as the World Anti-Doping Agency prepares another critical report. Hello from our broadcast headquarters in Prague, and welcome to the Power Vertical Briefing, a weekly look ahead at stories we expect to make news this week. My name is Brian Whitmore, host of the Power Vertical podcast here at RFRL, and joining me in the studio is senior RFRL editor Steve Gutterman. Welcome, Steve.
Thanks, Brian. Good to be back.
It's good to be back. It's good for me to be back, too. So later today, WADA, the World Anti-Doping Agency, is scheduled to issue its report, which is looking into allegations made by Grigory Radchenkov, the former head of Russia's anti-doping laboratory, about massive doping activity during the 2014 Sochi Olympics. Russian track and field athletes, of course, have already been banned from this year's Summer Olympics in Rio. And now, according to a leaked email from the anti-doping agencies of 10 countries and 20 athletes groups, they're calling for the entire Russian Olympic team to be banned from Rio. Steve, what do we expect later today, and what kind of reaction should we expect in Moscow?
Well, I think, the consensus seems to be, and I think the author of this report, who was commissioned by WADA, is suggesting that the report is going to pretty much confirm the allegations that Rodchenkov made, the accounts and allegations. So that's obviously going to, increase the pressure on Russia, and it would certainly feed into or support, I guess, give support to this call that's been reported for a complete ban on Russia.
So and have we seen much reaction? Now, the Kremlin's line on this has been that this is just some conspiracy to smear Russia. Have we seen anything new? Are they getting ahead of the story? I haven't seen much.
Well, I think they're going to, it's going to be more of the same. But obviously, maybe Russia can accept the situation now with its track and field athletes banned and some able to compete,
under
independently.
A neutral flag, yeah.
But obviously, a full ban on Russia in the Olympics is significantly more kind of embarrassing. Whether they have any kind of new arguments, I'm not sure. I think they're going to step up the argument that this is kind of a geopolitical effort, kind of a conspiracy almost, and we'll see whether they come up with anything else. I think that to some degree they tried to blame the athletes. They've tried to sort of play good, like they're looking into these things. They're trying to address it. But this is going to be a bigger thing, and I'm not sure how they'll react.
Now we're talking about the anti-doping agencies of at least 10 countries. We're talking, and if I'm not mistaken, on the list is the United States, Japan,
right.
Canada, New Zealand. It's a broad coalition and athletes groups. It's going to be hard to paint this as some kind of a conspiracy, since the there's a broad scope of anti-doping agencies as well as athletes groups calling for a ban.
I think Russia in geopolitical matters often argues, oh well, look, these countries in Japan or New Zealand or whatever, European countries, other sort of marching to the U.S. drummer. You don't have sovereignty. So I think they're going to make the same argument in this case.
Now, you got to also wonder what this is going to do to the Olympics. Now, a track and field being banned is essentially, that's the biggest part of anybody's summer Olympic team is the
right.
Track and field. But Russia also performs quite well in things like gymnastics and swimming. And when you talk about a complete ban of Russia, that's going to taint these Olympics. It's going to be the first Olympics since 1984 in Los Angeles and 1980 in Moscow before that, where there was an asterisk next to the Olympics, so to speak. And you have to wonder if there's going to be some anger at Russia for kind of destroying this Olympics, this year's Olympics, because they're operating under a cloud now.
Absolutely. I think, there'll be anger at Russia, and then Russia will, presumably attempt to say, look, it's not us, this is going against us. So different people will look at it in different ways, but absolutely right, it makes this If there is a ban, it will be a different kind of Olympics, let's say.
Yeah, no, it will be. And you have to wonder what kind of reaction is going to be from Moscow. Will they maybe boycott the next Olympics or something like that? We got the issue of the World Cup being hosted, the next World Cup being hosted in Russia. There's already been calls to move that cup out of Russia. One proposal has it putting it in Poland and Ukraine, although I don't see how you could possibly hold it in Ukraine, although those two nations did host the Euro jointly. But it's certainly putting a cloud on all Russian sports. We'll see later today as the report comes out. It's due to come out at 3 o'clock European time, if I'm not mistaken. And then the fallout will continue throughout the week. So this is something we'll be watching closely this week. On that note, we'll wrap it up. That's all we have time for today. You've been listening to the Power Vertical Briefing, a weekly look ahead at stories making news in Russia. We do this every Monday, so be sure to tune in. I'm Brian Whitmore, host of the Power Vertical Podcast. Joining me here in the studio has been senior RFARL editor Steve Gutterman. Join us again next week. And now, as always, I leave you with the soothing sounds of Noise MC.